Before we get started with today's Hustlers Healthy Hacks episode, we want you all to know that the topics, opinions, and views we discuss in this episode are from our own personal experiences and shared with you for entertainment purposes only. If you are wanting medical advice about your health, lifestyle choices, or mental well-being, please seek this from a qualified medical practitioner first. This episode of the Healthy Hustlers is proudly brought to you by Neon, the go-to marketplace for models, social media influencers, and celebrities to connect with brands. Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome back to another episode of Hustlers Healthy Hacks. Like every Tuesday, I'm joined by my girl pal, Tegan Martin. Teagues, how are you?
And Georgia.
I know, if you hear hiccups in the background, it's G in her little play chair.
I'm good, Mads. How are you? It's been a week apart.
I know. It felt like a really long week.
I've been in Sydney all week and we've been messaging back and forth. And firstly, I'd just like to say, having the most supportive girlfriend in the world send you regular texts on how well you're doing and how positive and keeping things really positive is just so helpful. So thank you.
That's so nice. Well, you have had a massive week. I'm so proud of what you've achieved. Give the audience a little sneak peek in what you've been up to.
So this week I actually hosted the Arias red carpet, which was just phenomenal. I grew up with a very musical family and I just love music. Music puts me in my happy place. If someone was to ask me, what is the thing that lights me up most in the world? It would be putting on Jessica Mauboy and smashing it in the car with my best friend. We just like sing so loudly together and she's back from the UK at the moment. So I went to the Arias, hosted that and then spent 48 hours with my best friend who's back singing in the car. So
love it.
All around a good week.
On Jess Mauboy, I just got the biggest vision then of, remember when we used to work for Run Australia when you're an ambassador for Cotton On, and Jess Mauboy actually played at one of the events and I was literally dancing like a 14-year-old girl to her on the side of the stage.
People
it was so much fun.
People ask me who my favourite artist is and I'm like, Jessica Mauboy. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Her music is so fun. She's like a rock star in person as well.
Like, they're like, why do you just listen to breakup songs all day? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not even sad. I just like them.
So let's get into today's episode because we've got another goodie. So we're going to start today's episode off a little bit different and I want to ask you a question, Teagues.
Oh, okay.
I want to know what happens in your life when you put all of your energy in the right place?
It does absolutely everything for my happiness, firstly. If I am really staying true to myself, staying in alignment with where I want to be going, I'm happier, I feel more passionate, I'm in flow. I make more money. I make my friends and family happier. I don't have silly little arguments about silly little things. All around just much more positive and focused on where I'm going. And it's not an easy thing to do, sending your energy in the right direction. I don't think that we were put on this earth to wake up every day and know exactly what we're doing and where we're headed. I think that there's roadblocks and challenges in the way for a reason, and that is because we need to continually check in with ourselves. We need to meditate. We need to give ourselves the space and our brains, like the quietness, I guess, to be able to keep checking in with ourselves.
Yeah. And now that we do have the audience's attention, we did want to talk about this topic for a reason. I think we were both in total alignment this week with where our thoughts were. I know you wrote an article, which we'll go into a little bit deeper. And I did a post the other night about staying in your own lane and where you're actually placing your energy. And it got us both thinking that, you know, it's something that we probably keep each other accountable for. And you've been a huge piece of the puzzle for me to just really stay focused on the lane I'm in and not get constantly distracted by all the people around me. Mm. You know, in my post, I spoke about how I feel like the podcast market is quite a saturated space at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is quite easy to have those little detours or to look over to someone else's lane, but it doesn't serve you doing that. And you've really helped keep me accountable for that. So you were obviously on the same page with a few experiences. So I thought, let's dive into it, today.
Well, just on that, I feel like I've had my most successful years in the last 2 years. And if I was to really break it down and look at what I'm doing differently, it's the fact that I don't even look at other people's pages that I would call my competitors anymore, yeah. In a way other than supporting them.
Yes.
I'm not looking at, oh, she's doing this, or I wanted that job. Damn it, I didn't get that job. If I see a friend getting a job that I was up for, I send them so much love and mm-hmm. congratulate them, and I let it go. I used to kind of hold on to things, and I used to hold on to kind of resentment and jealousy, and they would like kind of fester inside me. And that's kind of in turn the energy that I was putting out there, which certainly wasn't attracting me more yes. work.
And I think this episode in particular kind of ties together a lot of other episodes that we've already done. You know, it really relates back to the success and the timeline one. And
that was our most popular episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And it's like, it's really about not getting distracted by what other people are doing, e.g. buying a house or getting engaged or having a baby or landing the dream job that they wanted. Stop focusing on them and putting your energy into what they're doing and achieving, and instead really stay in your lane. So it was super funny the other when I did a post last week on staying in your own lane and not being diverted by what other people are doing. You had just been on a plane and written an article on something really similar.
I'm staying in your own lane.
So when we got together, we're like, oh my goodness, this is actually a sign that we need to talk about this, because we're sure other people are feeling the same or thinking the same.
My inspiration for the article that I wrote came off the back of a week surrounded by a lot of really successful people, a lot of celebs, you know, a lot of glitz and glam. And I sat back and I thought, I can really sense the energy of the people that are staying authentic and true to themselves. And I can see that unfolding in the most incredible success for them. And then I can sort of pick up body language and even look at people's social media and see the ones that maybe are kind of hustle, 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 trying to do the right thing, trying to do what the industry is telling them to do, trying to follow what their manager's telling them to do. I've just become really fascinated in the psychology behind, you know, why people are doing things and whether that's aligned with, you know, where they're really supposed to be. And I've got lots of friends in the industry, and I see people flourish really quickly towards success, and I see people do a little bit and then fall off the wagon and then do a little bit and then fall off again. And the common thread that I see for the really successful people that seem to just go from strength to strength to strength is that they know who they are, they know what they want, and they're consistently looking at their goals and, you know, who they are as a person and where they want to go. And I actually wrote an article on this when I was in a little inspired state on my flight home on the weekend that will be on my website next week. And I want to read you a little paragraph out of it. Here it is. I want to start by saying that from my experience, looking over into someone else's lane is only going to do one thing: trick you into thinking that's what you want and what is best for you. It takes so much of our energy when we feel jealousy of what other people have, energy that we could be using to create our own dream life. In my opinion, one of the greatest keys to success is to remember that you have your own unique life path destined for you.
I really love that. And it's so interesting that you were writing that, because at that exact moment, I was probably writing an Instagram post to something really quite similar. And a comment that I actually got on the post was a quote that really resonated with me. And I think it really resonates with what we're talking about now, but authenticity is your superpower. And I just think there is so much truth in that. And there's probably not enough people living in that authentic way. But the people that you're talking about that are going from strength to strength and are, you know, getting those jobs and they're really living in alignment is because they're being so authentic.
Well, because society and, you know, people in business kind of teach you to emulate the success of other people. So they're like, okay, let's look at what this person's doing right and break that down, which is great to an extent. But if it doesn't have your own flair and your own authenticity in it, it's not going to work, because you can't literally be someone else.
Well, you can just see through that stuff so much as well, don't you think?
Like, yeah, if I notice that someone is sort of starting to become a little bit of someone else, I'm like, I can't even follow them anymore
I'm
like, this is just not you, this is her.
It's like a direct copy of what someone else is doing.
Like, take inspiration from lots of people, but don't look at one person and go, I'm just going to do that. I think it's important that we give the listeners some sort of tools to take away to stay authentic and to bring themselves back to their in alignment with where they're headed. So Mads, what do you do when you feel you're kind of straying away from your authenticity and where you're going?
Well, for me personally, something that I have learned that I think is really powerful is being really clear on what you actually want. Like, what is your intention? Why are you doing something? And I know we touched on this in a past episode, but really going back to your why and why you are doing something is so, so important. And so I often do that. And that comes down to at the start of each year, I set out a few goals. And I don't necessarily dwell on those goals, but I'll really sit, like I'll create that space. I'll give myself like a whole day to just be in a really happy place if it's at the beach or in nature. And I'll really sit and feel like, what do I want to achieve this year? I write them all down. I kind of then write about how I'll feel once I have achieved that. And I'll attach a sense of a feeling or excitement to that goal. And then I'll often come back to those. So when I feel like I'm not in alignment, which you can definitely feel when you're putting your energy into something that's just not right, because you get roadblocks or things, you know, you don't get yeses and it just starts to feel hard and a little bit yucky
it's
almost.
Not effortless anymore.
No, it's not effortless at all. So then, you know, in those moments, I'll go, okay, it's time to go back, reflect on my goals, remind myself why I'm doing what I'm doing. And all of a sudden, there I am in alignment again, things start to flow. You know, it's like I almost rejig my memory of like, this is why you're doing it. Like, don't forget about that goal.
This actually reminds me of this incredible exercise. I think I did it at the Nurture Her retreat, which is really life-changing women's retreat. And we were to sort of find the why in why we were doing things.
Yeah.
So we would write at the top of our journal what the goal was. Say it was, I'm going to give some fake examples because I don't need to put out my real goals to the whole world. I want to host my own retreat. Then I would write why. And I would say, because I want to share my knowledge with others. And then I would say, why? And I would say, because other people need the knowledge that I have. And then I would say, why? And I'd say, because other people are suffering. And you literally keep asking yourself why until you come to the real key point of why you're doing that thing. That is something that I actually did in the past. I ended up hosting a wellness retreat, went really well, was amazing. But let's give an example of doing that journaling exercise in something that's maybe not so aligned for me. So say, I want to own my own coffee shop. Why? Because I like people. Why? Because like it just doesn't, it kind of just doesn't work. Like it's not really a true indication of why I want to own a coffee shop. It sort of just comes to a halt and then you get down to your final why and you're like, this is just not,
it's not right. Well. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's almost like the deeper that you dig, the more in tune with your intuition that you actually become.
Yeah.
And you start to realize, is something sitting well? Does that light me up? Does that excite me?
Yeah.
Does that feel like I'm going to be able to put my all into something?
Yeah. Yep. Love that. So there you go. If you're feeling like you're not quite sure if something that you're working towards is authentic and where you're supposed to be going, write it at the top of your page and keep breaking it down into whys, answering the why, then writing another why, then answering the why, then writing another why. And you'll be so surprised at what you come up with.
That is such a powerful little tool. And I think it's something that you can implement into so many different things in your life. It might be buying a house. Is that just your partner's goal or is that actually something, you know, that sits really well with you? I know personally it's something that I haven't always strived to achieve, whether it's something really big in Ryan's life or something really, a goal really important to him.
Well, if you were to do that with the exercise that we just spoke about, your final why might be because Ryan wants me
to. Exactly.
And then there's your answer.
Exactly. It's so true. We'll be right back with the rest of this episode after this healthy break. Neon is the go-to marketplace for models, social media influencers, and celebrities to connect with brands. If you're wanting to take your social media to the next level, then Neon has the answers for you. Now offering bespoke social management packages for all social media platforms, they will run your social media platforms for you, creating digital and communication strategy, as well as scheduling and posting on platforms. They'll create brand-specific content each week and engage in influencer marketing campaigns and brands that align with your target market. With their fingers on the social media pulse and a team of elite models and influencers, Neon is able to create professional and unique content to be used across platforms to promote your brand in a meaningful and authentic way. As a proud sponsor of today's episode, Neon are kindly offering our fellow hustlers 20% off their social management services. All you need to do is use the code NEON20 and email an inquiry to info@neonmodelmanagement.com. Teagues, there was something else in your article that you wrote that you read out to me earlier about what you do when you're feeling a little bit lost. And I'd love you to go into that a little bit more because I think it'll be really useful.
Yeah, totally. So I hear a lot of people, especially a lot of younger girls in the workshops that I do, talk about how they really don't know where they're going. One girl said to me a couple of months ago, I've been playing representative netball at my sports school. So she was really athletic, doing really well. My entire life, I've revolved my world around netball and doing well as an athlete. And now I have so many injuries that I can no longer play this. And I feel like I have lost my identity and I do not know what to do next. Mm-hmm. And that resonated with me because I played rep sports and was really quite competitive growing up. And it came to a point in my life where I wasn't getting chosen for the squads anymore. And I just couldn't for the life of me figure out why that was happening to me because I thought my whole world was being a good netballer. Yeah. And I'd created my identity around that. And this has happened to me many points in my life where I've kind of gone for something thinking that was my path. And then it comes to an abrupt halt and I go, now I don't feel like I've lost my identity. Where do I go with this? And so what I recommend doing, which is something that I've become a lot better at the last 2 years, is go back to playing again and learn how to dream again. When we were children, we used to pretend we were shopkeepers or teachers or truck drivers for hours on end.
I'm having like the most vivid memories now. Yeah. I was like, ding, when you're playing supermarkets.
Oh my God, for days. I thought I was the coolest teacher ever. But these are ways that this childlike way of playing is actually kind of the way that we tap into our authentic self and what we're supposed to be doing. When I was a little girl, all I wanted to do was be a teacher. Yeah. I used to sit up 50 dolls, standing them up on video so that they were like sitting up looking at me and teach them for hours on end. I even got my little brother, who was 4 years younger than me, to sit down and like force him to sit down and like begged him to stay with arrowroot biscuits to try and let me teach him. And like, sounds ridiculous. And, you know, maybe my parents just thought, oh.
Exactly the same games. When you were saying that, I was like, oh my God, we've been on the same path for a long time.
This is why we're hosting a podcast together. And when I did Miss Universe, I got asked a question about why I wanted to win Miss Universe. And it was so authentic. In the moment, my answer came out and it was, ever since I was a little girl, all I wanted to be was a teacher and a princess. And the Miss Universe role is kind of the combination of the two,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, you've given this platform to teach younger women, to inspire people to do the best. You're given a platform to have a voice about certain things, but you also get to play the princess by getting all dolled up and going to events. And that was a real moment for me. I was like, wow, like that's kind of what
exactly
I'm living
why I'm standing
out
on this stage.
Totally. And so my whole point that has gone on for 2 minutes of rambling is, if you are feeling lost, if you are feeling like you need to figure out what it is that's going to light you up and make you feel passionate, go back to playing and dreaming. Try and tap into that state of that childlike state of having fun. Stop going, I need to figure out what I want to do. I need to like have this all worked out because I'm almost 30 and I need to have this figured out because all you're going to do is make the process slower.
And I think what you touched on was so perfect about, because it goes back to creating that space, which was spoken about in other episodes. But I remember when I, you know, decided I wanted to leave Cotton On, I really felt like I'd lost a sense of my identity because for so long I'd worked in this place that I was so proud of. You know, I was working in a global business. I was constantly working with talent. I had a great job title and it was like this huge piece of me. And I was so proud, you know, when people would say, oh, what do you do for work? I was like, oh, I work at Cotton On. Like everyone knows who Cotton On is. And so when I left there, I really did have this piece of my identity being lost. And I had to try and figure out, okay, who is Maddie without working at Cotton On? Like, what actually lights me up? What do I want to be known for? What do I want people to know me as and know me for? And it does take time, but I think the more space that you actually create is allowing you to really tap into what your authenticity is and what you're here on this earth to do.
So on that note, was there anything you did during that corporate time and coming to the end of it and realizing it wasn't for you? Was there anything that you did that was sort of playful or, you know, signing up for something out, you know, an extracurricular activity or something that you did that had no kind of real alignment with, like, it doesn't seem like that's what would help you figure out what you want to do?
Absolutely. I started riding my bike.
See, there it is.
So childlike. Yeah. Absolutely. All I wanted to do was ride a bike. I used to drive to work in Geelong and see people on the beachfront in Port Melbourne on the way to work riding their bikes and walking. That's what I wanted. I wanted a job or a situation where every morning I could get up and ride my bike.
Love it.
So I got a job in Melbourne where I could ride my bike.
Yep.
And it's so funny how much that actually allowed me. I remember having this moment riding my bike up Chapel Street thinking, I am exactly where I've been thinking about being. Right in this moment, I'm riding my bike to a job in Melbourne.
Love it.
And it also made me realize that what I had been chasing might not have actually been what I wanted, but it was getting me on the path to allowing me to have more space because I finished work earlier. I had the time in the morning to get ready, to listen to podcasts, to ride my bike, to do things that actually would light me up, which then in turn allowed me to have the space to think about what I wanted in my life.
That's such a good example because you actually manifested what you were doing, which was riding a bike and wanting to do that every morning. My example's a little like it doesn't correlate so obviously, but I lived in Paris in my early 20s and I absolutely adored the entire experience. I almost felt like I'd lived there before or something. It was just this weird thing. And a couple of years ago when I was feeling a little bit lost and like I didn't really know where I was going, I just downloaded a French app again and I started listening to French words and started trying to pick up a little bit more French again. And it just, all it did was put my body in this really calm and happy state, which then created the space for my mind to start thinking more clearly and in alignment with what I love. I'm not like teaching French or doing anything to do with Paris or French now, but sometimes just signing up to a French class or going and riding your bike or spending time around children or going and playing in the park like a child again, or it really just puts your body in a really calm and playful state, which then can help you have those realizations.
Yes, definitely. So another quote I actually love is, what is meant for you will flow into your life effortlessly. You don't have to stress, worry, chase, or fight. And I think I love this quote so much because at that time where I was really trying to figure out what I wanted out of life and who I wanted to be, it was the moment that I actually stopped constantly chasing an idea that it effortlessly flowed into me. Like it was honestly like an automatic download from the universe. Love this is it. Getting really hippie and spiritual, but I swear on my life, the best way I can describe it is like I was walking home from work through the Botanical Gardens, which is one of the most beautiful natural habitats we have here in Melbourne. And it was like an automatic download from the universe just dropped into my brain. And I knew exactly what I wanted the business to be called, who I wanted to interview. Like I came home that night, put it all on paper, and it just made so much sense because I'd stopped chasing this something that I was looking for, but I had no idea what it actually was.
Just get out of that freaking hustle state that you think is creating you this empire, because it's not. It's most likely leading you down a path of destruction and roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, which leads me into my favorite quote that's relevant to this topic, which is, be thankful for the closed doors, detours, and roadblocks. They protect you from paths and places not meant for you. Has that ever happened to you?
Seriously. Like there is so much truth in that. It is not even funny. I think we need to get really comfortable with roadblocks. And if things do not work out the way you want them, get comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Do, because there's a reason why it is not working in your favor because there is a bigger, better, more amazing path out there for you. You're just not aware of it yet.
And if you can see the roadblocks as a bit of a positive in that, okay, well, that's good because that pulled me out of a direction that I could have spent another year wasting my time on, and putting that year into something that is more aligned with where I'm supposed to be. Like, see the roadblocks as a positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're only there to guide you. Like someone said to me, I'm someone that's always had a lot of friends, and I try to give everyone all of my energy. I've got my 8 best girlfriends from school. I've got at least 25 industry friends. I've got friends from all over, and I'm someone that opens up and talks to everyone so freely that that kind of attracts them into my life, and they, you know, they want to be my friend. In a way, that sounds really into myself.
It really does. No, sometimes I look at you and I'm like, on your Instagram, you'd be like hanging out with someone new, and I'm like, oh no, Tegas is going to give them all energy.
I know, I'm really, I
in the most beautiful way, because that's such a beautiful quality about you.
I love people, but then I kind of open up a new friendship that I probably don't have time to give my best self to. I need to be filling my own cup up and having alone time, which I could easily fill my week with catch-ups with people that I love.
Definitely.
But I've stopped doing that, which, you know, sometimes then leads to someone being a little bit bitter, or they might stop writing to me altogether. And I had someone say to me, Tegan, you got to remember the reason that's happening is because the universe or God or whatever you believe in is stopping you from being around that person because they're hearing things that you're not hearing. If someone starts saying to their friends, Tegan is giving me nothing. She's, you know, she was my friend and now she's just like completely into herself and her own career and what she's doing. Like, I don't want to be friends with someone like that. Yeah, so if people can't understand that I have priorities, you know, that's usually my best friends from school and my work and paying my bills and all the things that need to come first.
Yeah.
And they can't kind of be open to seeing me every couple of months or whenever I do get the time to finally be with that person, then like they're probably not meant to be in my life.
And I think that goes back to, you know, being really clear on your intentions. That can be more than just in your work. Like you need to be clear on every single element of your life. If it's your friends, your relationships, your spirituality, like making sure you're really clear on what you want out of all of those things so that you are in flow. Because as soon as something's out of alignment, it all goes out of alignment.
It's, you know, like
you're not living your authentic self when you're giving something to something that's actually not you.
Oh, it's all so juicy. I love it. We could talk about it forever, but we'll save some for another ep.
Yeah, that's enough for today. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast app. If you'd like to suggest a topic, we'd love to hear from you via Instagram at The Healthy Hustlers or via the website thehealthyhustlers.com. If you'd like to stay up to date with all things hustle, please follow at tegan.martin and at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram. See you all next week.